There are a variety of places in the scriptures where Jesus touches the eyes of the blind and the blind see. And there are a number of places in the scriptures where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." There are places in the scripture where Jesus tells his hearers that if they walk in his steps, they will see, they will walk in the light. I find it curious in this story that an incredible experience has taken place for this man. A man who all his life knew only darkness. And there is nobody in the story who rejoices over the gift of sight that he receives. For his neighbors, for his friends, even for his parents, certainly for the Pharisees, this issue is a problem for which they are looking for a solution. It is not a mystery in which they rejoice. What has occurred is something outside of their experience. Neighbors and friends, parents and authorities know how to deal with this man as a blind man. They are used to him as a blind man. They have seen him sit and beg as a blind man. He fits into their worldview as a blind man. But now that he can see, all of a sudden their worldview is turned upside down. All of a sudden the man doesn't fit. And rather than just accepting that, they have to figure it out. And if they can't figure it out, they have to deny it. Or they have to push it aside. Or they have to attribute something that is within their control to explain why this man can now see. And in so doing, they miss the truth. You see, the man didn't ask to be given sight. There's nothing in the story that says the man approached Jesus. Jesus approached the man. Jesus spit on the ground. Jesus rubbed the clay in the man's eyes. Jesus told the man, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash." Jesus says to his disciples, "This man was born blind so that the work of God could be revealed in him." As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I am the one through whom one sees. I am the one who reveals the reality. It is in me that life makes sense. And that's the challenge that the gospel story puts before us. For us to be willing to see the world through the lens of the words and deeds of Jesus. To see reality through that lens. And to be willing to suspend what I am comfortable with, to be willing to suspend what I have experienced, to be willing to suspend the rules by which I think things must do and go, to be willing to suspend that, and to see that something else, something new, something different is possible when one sees the world through the light that is Christ. For he is the revelation of God, of the truth. Our lives and the weaknesses that are present in our lives, the challenges that are present in our lives, are there not because you and I have sinned, not because anyone else has sinned, but they are there so that the works of God might be manifest in us. It is the same Lord who can touch our lives, our eyes, our ears, our mouths, our heart, who touched the eyes of the man born blind. As we pray today, we pray for that humility, that honesty that allows us to step back from our own certainties and to be willing to embrace what it is that is revealed among us.